After the death of Prohibition in 1933, black market liquor and infamous speakeasies were slowly left behind.
That's the name. Prohibition rhymes being in pain.
But it wasn't all a smooth transition. Fast forward to present day, and just like alcohol, legal marijuana has raised a lot of questions. Among them, are cannabis clubs legal? The Alcohol and Marijuana Control Board says they've heard of cannabis clubs in Fairbanks, Ketchikan, Anchorage, and the Central Kenai Peninsula. And now there's a club in Homer that started on the 1st of January. Kachemak Cannabis Club goers say they have about 150 members.
Last marijuana board meeting, Mark Roble said that unless the legislature changes the laws to have a law against us, that they're not going to do anything against us. So until I hear otherwise, I'm going to try to feel comfortable and not be oppressed anymore.
Ryan is a member of the Cannabis Club, and he's on the board of directors. We agreed not to use last names in this story because of the legal questions concerning the club.
I'm probably the most shocked every time I come in. I'm just like, it's like, holy cow, this is happening.
The club is heavy on books, snacks, and yes, there is a very noticeable smell of weed in the air. A counter holds all the essentials, a mason jar of marijuana buds, lighters, pipes, and bongs. The space isn't very big, and members pack in where they can. They bring the marijuana with them and share it.
Yeah, sharing. That's pretty much what the whole club's about. It's kind of like a potluck, and there's plenty of stuff around Homer to go around, so it's not never running out over here yet.
To be a member, you have to be 21. You have to pay dues, and you have to fill out a form.
Hi, I'm Scott. I'm the host here.
Scott, another member of the club, walks visitors through the process.
You just want to know who's here, basically.
Right, yes. We have to have a membership entry fee to let everybody know that they're valid to be in the club like this. Because we don't want nobody coming in here that's a felon or known troublemaker that can cause issues with us.
Scott claims to have used marijuana since he was about 14 years old. He says he was abused when he was a kid and suffers from PTSD. Marijuana is his substitute for prescription medicine.
Better than taking the medications that I was prescribed as a child with my brother. And I was the one that was weaned off the meds and decided to use cannabis. And my brother was still stuck on the Ritalin and stuff like that. And he ended up going to prison for his behaviors because he was unable to control his stuff. And I'm able to tolerate myself because of cannabis.
The club members believe this social endeavor is legal because they say the state law that legalizes marijuana doesn't specifically mention clubs. Homer Police Chief Mark Roble is on the city's cannabis advisory board Ryan mentioned earlier. Roble did originally say the Homer police wouldn't take action against the club. Then later, Chief Roble said a member of the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Board told him he wasn't interpreting state law correctly.
You know, I was under the misperception, I guess, that cannabis clubs were being allowed to exist in a gray area of law in Alaska. And what I learned yesterday through an exchange with the Alaska Alcohol and Marijuana Control Board is that cannabis clubs are illegal in Alaska.
Roble says he thought clubs weren't criminal as long as their members didn't step out of bounds by, say, selling marijuana. But even with the new information, Roble says the police won't take action against the club right away.
We'll try to deal with it civilly to start with, and if necessary, we'll go down the criminal prosecution route that gets recommended to me by the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Board.
State law does prohibit marijuana use in public. Cynthia Franklin, the director of the Alaska Alcohol and Marijuana Control Board, says cannabis clubs are public businesses.
The Alcoholic Beverage Control Board created adopted a definition of in public taken out of Title 11, the definition of public place, that basically said in public is a place to which the public or a substantial portion of the public has access, including businesses.
Members of the Kachemak Cannabis Club don't agree with Franklin's opinion and say they'll challenge any attempt to close the club in court. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.